girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? Happy New Year. This is the first episode of a fresh new year, a squeaky clean slate, and oh gosh, I love it. And you know, truth of the matter is, I feel so grateful at the start of a new year. In particular, 2023 was actually one of the best years of my entire life. We had our son Brody and accomplished some major things business-wise, personal-wise. Like, I'm so, so grateful for the year that I just had. But also, I was thinking about it and I wanted to share with you the reason that I also feel really grateful is because I know all of the times along the way that it was difficult. And I wanted to just take a second before we dive into today's episode to encourage you to think about this at some point today. Think about the fact that yes, maybe there are things that you want to change or goals that you have for 2024 and you're hyped and excited about what's to come. And that's amazing. But let's not forget about the woman that you are today, that you worked hard on, and look back at the last year and recognize all of the times that you met resistance or you were struggling and people didn't even know about it maybe, right? Like those silent struggles where you're crying in your shower or ugly crying where your snot and mascara is getting together and you're choking on your spit and you're sitting on the bathroom floor and you're like, and you have to pep talk yourself to get back in the game. Those moments, you got yourself to this point that you can even set goals for 2024. You got through last year. And in pursuit of where we want to go, I want us to recognize how far we've come. And I think sometimes when we get caught up in the hype of all of the things that we want to change or how we want to grow, that's amazing. But it sometimes can have us forget to take a second, even just a second, and feel proud of the person that you are today. And really just give yourself some credit for how far you've come. Even if last year didn't go according to plan, maybe you had this whole list of goals that you were going to accomplish, or you had a certain like vision of what 2023 was going to be. And you're like, oh crap, it did not go according to plan. Well, I bet you learned something that you couldn't have learned if it did go according to plan. Maybe you got more grit and resilience and resourcefulness. You learned to ask for help or focus on your mental health or your physical health, your emotional health, whatever it was. Like, just don't miss this opportunity because I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. Like, I've been podcasting for 5 years now, which is so wild. Maybe you've been here for weeks, months, or years. Maybe you've been here for the whole freaking time. If so, I love you, girl. But honestly, like, I have learned so much by making sure that I'm celebrating those tiny little wins along the way. And right now, if you're on social media and if you happen to be listening to this in real time, there's a lot of people that are sharing their highlights from last year. And I actually think that's really important. In fact, if you go over to my Instagram, I literally like listed off a bunch of things that I was excited about from 2023 and even like one of the big real estate goals that we hit too. And it's like, I'm so grateful for all of the highs, and I think it's important to celebrate, but I also am really grateful because I know the work that went into getting those highs. So make sure that no matter how last year went for you, and no matter how you're feeling about where you are now, that you do recognize how far you've come, okay? And that being said, if you happen to be listening to this episode in real time on January 1st, tonight I'm hosting a totally free webinar. I'm calling it the Best Year Ever webinar because I'm not that creative with names. That's really what I want for you. I want you this time next year to look back and be like, damn, 2024 was my best year ever. And part of the reason that I think I'm about to have my best year ever in 2024, is because I'm really getting intentional about what it is that I want. I'm asking myself really good questions. I'm like really talking about things in an open, honest way with close girlfriends and of course my husband. And I'm just like, I'm feeling so good and so pumped for what's to come. So I want you to feel that way too. So if you can make it live tonight, all you have to do is text the word best year to 512-548 2728. Again, text BESTYEAR to 512-548-2728 and you can join us. It's live tonight at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can also DM me on Instagram if you need the link. And even if you're listening to this episode after January 1st and you're like, dang it, I missed the live webinar, I'll send you the replay if you text the word BESTYEAR to the same number, 512-548-2728, or DM me on Instagram. I'll get you the link because this is going to be really tactical, super high vibe and really fun. So I hope you can make it live. But it's also going to be really tactical for you if you're looking for some questions to really ask yourself as you're moving into the new year. But honestly, it's really going to be relevant anytime you need to check in with yourself and make sure that you're excited about the direction that you're headed. So that being said, let's dive into today's topic because I want to talk about what's got to be left behind to take you to that next level. Because what's interesting is often when we're setting goals, we're thinking about adding stuff to our already full plate. And sometimes we do need to add some stuff, right? Like I know for me, I want to start drinking a gallon of water and there's certain practices that I want to implement in my life. And maybe you're doing that too, where you're adding certain habits that you know are going to help you become the person that you want to become. And that's incredible, right? We're constantly evolving. That's awesome for you to do that. But there might be some blocks that are going to keep coming up if we don't leave them behind in 2023. Because they just aren't serving us anymore. And I wrote down a couple that I feel are common that I hear in my DMs on Instagram or those of you that are on the text list or when I'm meeting up with people at events or at our retreats, whatever. And some of these, or maybe all of these, are going to resonate with you. And I just want to offer you an opportunity to just leave that shit behind in 2023. And let's move forward and just be really freaking pumped. So one of the things that I think is really common for type A go-getter ambitious women like you and I is sometimes we hold on to the rigidity of a plan. And that might be what you need to leave behind in 2023. So when I say rigidity of a plan, I'll give you like a small example. This actually just came up for me is I have a 7-week-old baby, Brody. God, he's the cutest thing ever. I'm so obsessed with being a mom. And he was sleeping really well for a few days in a row. And I got cleared to work out by my doctor at 6 weeks postpartum. I was so pumped. I started going to these 5:30 a.m. workout classes that I loved. And I was like, I'm unstoppable for like, I don't know, 7 days in a row or something. I was like doing these workouts and I just felt so good and so excited. And then Brody is going through a growth spurt. He's currently in this growth spurt where he's like waking up just more. He needs more attention from mom. He has to get fed more, all of that, right? And I was getting so freaking tired when my alarm was going off for me to go do those 5:30 a.m. workouts. And I'm like, I can't do this. And it was only 2 days in a row that that happened where I really started to doubt myself. And it was because I was holding on to this rigidity of a plan that I had to do a 5:30 a.m. workout. Otherwise, I wasn't going to be crushing it. And truth of the matter is, like, I'm blessed to have flexibility in my schedule. I can do another time that I work out. I don't have to do 5:30 in the morning. So instead, I started doing the 9:30 a.m. class. And guess what? I felt so much freaking better. So that's a small example, but I think it's really important just to recognize, like, as you move into this new year, or when you look back at 2023 even, like, did you struggle at all with the rigidity of your plan? Because that's not typically something I struggle with, to be honest with you. But for whatever reason, it was really just like, I was adamant about, like, I have to do 5:30. Otherwise, I'm not successful. Like, it was this really weird thing that I was doing. And I just have to let that go because that's not relevant. And that's not going to serve me in 2024. I'm going to get a workout done. My goal is to do these workout classes 5 days a week that I love because it makes me feel strong and energetic. And this is my MILF season. And I'm just really excited, but I'm not going to be holding onto it with such a tight grip. So where can you apply that in your life? Maybe it's rigidity of the plan as you're growing in your business. We're like, these are the products that I have to have, the programs that I have to have. If it doesn't go according to plan, then I'm not successful. Let's just loosen the grip a little bit. You can have a good vision of where you want to go, but let's just be more flexible on the route that we take toward getting there because there might be necessary pivots or information that you learn that will have you change your mind on the way in which you should approach your goals. But if we have this really tight grip on our plan, we might be missing out on more joy, fulfillment, or a better way to get where we want to go. So let's just throw out this idea that 2023's rigidity can just be left in 2023. We're not bringing that into 2024. Okay. Maybe for you, you're like, Kaish, that doesn't hit home with me. That's not a problem I have. Okay, cool. Awesome. Maybe you struggle with comparison to other people. In particular, I really want to just touch on not comparing ourselves to people that are in different seasons of life. That's really huge. And I think that comparison needs to get left in 2023. Like, it can't come in 2024 if you really want to achieve your goals, because you don't ever know what's going on behind closed doors for anyone. You don't really ever actually know, even people that you're really close to, because the way in which we're going to get to our goals is going to be different, even if we're in similar seasons of life. But don't even get me started on different seasons of life. Like me right now with a young, like a newborn baby, I can't even do it how I used to do it. I can't compare myself to a prior version of myself, because how I used to build my business, and honestly, I'm going to be real with you, how much time I had, I'm like, where did all that time go? It's just so different. It's a different season. So what has to be left behind is me just deciding that I'm no longer comparing myself to other people, especially other people that are in different seasons of life, but also I'm not comparing myself to a prior version of myself when the circumstances were different. That comparison has to be left behind. Girl, I am so excited because if you've wanted to build your business to feel more aligned and fun and maybe even like a little bit simpler in 2024, I've got something that I just created that I think you're going to be really excited about, which is our Empower Her Business Mastermind. This is the first business mastermind that I've hosted, and it's going to be super high vibe, of course, but it's a 10-week intimate mastermind with women like you that are wanting to grow businesses in a way where they are building community and they feel like they've got a message or a mission that they want to share, but they want to build different streams of income into their business that are either online memberships, courses, digital products, masterminds, events, or retreats. If any of those are like, oh my gosh, I want to create those things, that's what we're going to focus on in this mastermind. And then what's really cool is I feel really passionate right now about helping women that are earning active income to start to educate them more on passive income. Because honestly, what we're doing, if you didn't know personally, is we take active income from my business and we're pouring that into real estate, which is much more passive, because there are going to be seasons of life that maybe you don't want to be launching things all the time. So I want to set you up for success. And that's something that I really want to bring into this mastermind as well. And I just want to have some fun with you because I think business is supposed to be fun. So what's so cool about this is it's a container that has one-on-one calls with me so we can really dig into the juice. We've got monthly, twice a month group Zoom calls, so you get to know the rest of the women in the mastermind, a private platform to connect with them, and then dun, 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 a 2.5-day in-person retreat smack dab in the middle of this mastermind in Denver, Colorado. You get to stay at my Airbnbs, Peach House and Champagne House. They're 4 minutes from each other, and we're going to bring in guest speakers, and we have workshops and a ton of connection. It's going to be so freaking awesome, and I cannot even wait. And this is for you if you have been in business for 6 months or more. I want to disclaimer that because I really want to make sure that I'm curating a space that is going to be really supportive to women that have already struggled a little bit. Because like sometimes you got to get a little struggle under your belt before you're ready for a business mastermind. This is not for someone that has an idea. This is for someone that already is getting going in a certain direction. And I want to help you build a business that you're really excited about. So if you're interested, there are limited spots because there are limited beds in these houses for the retreat. So all you have to do is text the word mastermind to 512-548-2728. Again, text mastermind to 512-548-2728. You'll get a link to the application. Fill that out as quickly as possible because after I get your application, if you're a good fit for this and I think that this could really add value to you, we'll set up a call for me to basically do like a little interview and kind of explain the details of this program. And then we'll start filling up these spots. And we're kicking off mid-January. So let's get this party started. If you have any questions, of course, you can always DM me at Keisha Get Married. But I am so freaking excited about this. I think this is going to be game changer, literally life changing for some of you. So if it feels aligned, get that application in, girl. And I can't wait to hear from you. All right, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. So if right now you're noticing that you're approaching goals or you're starting to think even about your vision and you're already comparing yourself to somebody else, you don't need to do it the way that they're doing it. You need to do it the way that feels most aligned for you. That's how it's going to be the most fun and fulfilling, but that's also how you're going to get where you want to go because you never really know how somebody else is actually approaching it. Or like sometimes you see people celebrate things externally, but you have no idea if they're happy behind closed doors, right? I think about this often with like mentors or people that I admire. Like, I'm not just going to admire you in a box of, oh, I want your business success. But I'm like, do I feel like you love your person that you're with? Do you have good female friendships? Like, are you like, is your marriage thriving? Whatever that is, right? Like looking at people holistically. So make sure that you're not comparing yourself to someone who really isn't even in the same season of life, you know? Another thing that you might need to leave behind in 2023 is this idea of leaving people behind, like friends or family. Because often we might be the most ambitious one of our friend group. Maybe if you're listening to this podcast, you can really resonate with that, where you don't have enough girlfriends around you. This is honestly one of the reasons why I started my podcast, is I was so grateful for the female friendships that I had, but I didn't have a ton of people that looked like the direction of where I was headed. I was the one that was always the crazy idea girl. Like, oh, that's just Keisha. She's got these crazy ideas. Like, she wants to go like be Oprah or whatever, right? And it's like, I've been like that for many, many years. So I wanted to cultivate community and meet people that were like-minded and looked like where I was headed. So I had to leave behind, like this I left behind years ago, this idea that there was something wrong with quote unquote leaving people behind, like friends and family, because not everybody has the same vision as you. In fact, I have girlfriends that are really close to me that have no desire whatsoever to build a business like I do, or move at the pace that I'm moving, or anything like that. And that doesn't make either one of us right or wrong or better or worse. It's just different. Right. So if you have this idea of I can't go there because she might not come with me, we got to leave that behind in 2023, because you are supposed to live out your dreams. The vision that was gifted on your heart is for you. It's not for her or for him. Right. So if you're feeling this rocket ship mentality, which like I'm in this rocket ship mode, and I've had to check in on this with myself, like, don't worry about people that don't understand your vision. Right? You can love people. You don't have to cut your friends and family out of your life just because they don't look like the direction of where you're headed. But this idea that you're going to hold yourself back because you're in fear of leaving them behind, that's got to stay in 2023. If that was bugging you in 2023, let's let that go. And trust that we get to show up and live our best versions of our life, and they get to do the same thing too. Right? And you might actually inspire other people that you don't even realize are watching you by you going and being unapologetic about your own vision. So the idea of leaving people behind needs to get left behind in 2023, okay? Another thing is the belief about yourself. If you have a negative belief about yourself in some aspect of your life, that's got to get left behind in 2023. You know, I've talked about in this podcast often about conditional statements. These are the I am or I am not statements about yourself that don't serve you. It could be something as simple as I am not a morning person. That's something you can become a morning person, right? Or I am not outgoing. You can become outgoing. Or I am not a smart business owner. Or I am not fit. Or I am not a good insert whatever. If it's a conditional statement that's not serving you, it's got to be left behind. Even I am a people pleaser. I don't believe in that. Maybe you have people pleasing tendencies, but you can work through that. You can work on that. So if there's a conditional statement that you're catching that you keep saying over and over, whether it's out loud or in your head, that might need to be left behind in 2023. It can't come with you. We don't have space for that shit anymore. We don't. Right? Leave those conditional statements behind if they're not serving you. Unless they're positive statements, those get to come to 2024. But the negative ones, they're left behind. Another thing, an adopted belief from somebody else. These ones are tricky because I actually had this come up. The biggest one that I can think of is it came up for me with money issues. I had people in my family that had this narrative of if you make a lot of money, then you are doing something bad, right? Or like rich people are XYZ, right? Whatever other beliefs that people had about people that made money, but I don't believe that that's true. I believe that making money like gives you an opportunity to impact people more. And no matter if you're a good person or you're a bad person, when you make more money, you're either a bad person making more money or you're a good person making more money. And I don't even really believe in good or bad. Truth of the matter is, I had to really check in on beliefs that I've inherited from somebody else and question myself and say like, is that true? Is that aligned? For me, do I believe that? Because if right now you're walking around with an adopted belief that's not serving you, in particular, if you are a business owner and it's about money and like the thought that you have about money or people that make money, we got to leave that behind in 2023. And maybe that if that's a really strong belief for you, maybe that's what you need to do some intentional work on first. Maybe you don't need a hyped New Year book, but you need to get into some money mindset books. Right? If that's a block for you, actually, will you DM me on Instagram? Because I think I should probably bring someone on the podcast if this is a really common theme to talk more about money, because I do think this is really important. And this does hold a lot of people back in their careers, but also in their business, which I know a lot of you that listen in are business owners. So DM me on Instagram and let me know if that hits home with you. The other thing I want to touch on that you might need to leave behind in 2023, a fear of failure. Because what that really means is other people watching you fail is often what we're really afraid of. But I want to challenge you to just reframe this and understand that all of the time that we spend worrying about what other people think about us, they are worried what other people think about them. So we're all just worried about what people think about us. So why don't you just freaking go for it? So you don't get to the end of your TBD amount of days here and be like, I wonder what would have happened if I would have gone for it. But instead, I never did because I was so afraid of failing. Because truly, you've got one freaking shot here. So if there's something on your heart right now that even in the new year, you're not calling your shot on because you're afraid that it might not work out, I want to challenge you to really think about this and play it out. What if you never go for it? Isn't that scarier, the fear of regret, the coulda, woulda, shoulda, what would have happened if I would have gone for it, rather than I went for it, I stumbled, I learned from that, I got back up, and then I did accomplish it because I had all that feedback from quote unquote failing. Failure is incredible. It gives you feedback, right? So maybe that's what needs to get left in 2023 is this fear of failure. And we really need to work on that. Maybe for you, it's a fear of success, which that actually held me back for a long time, was this idea that if it got too big, my business, for example, if it got too big, then I wouldn't be able to handle it. And when I say handle it, I meant like it would be so much pressure on me that I wouldn't have fun anymore. And fun is like a core motive for me. If you're familiar with Enneagram, I'm an Enneagram 7. And I'm also a manifesting generator in the human design, which means like I've got lots of ideas and I want to have space to go do those ideas. And I had this belief that was blocking me. It was essentially a fear of success of if something got too big that I couldn't change my mind. And, you know, it's really interesting because we're actually doing our last round of my intro podcast course, which, by the way, subtle plug, if you've wanted to launch a podcast with me, this is the last time I'm ever doing this. I do a cohort-based podcast program where it takes you from idea to launching your podcast in 8 weeks. It's part self-paced content, part group Zoom calls with me, and then also you're in a cohort with a bunch of other women launching their podcast together. And this is the last time that I'm doing it. And I have been so resistant to let go of this course because I know there are so many people that love it. And I've helped hundreds of women go through this course, but I just don't feel like it's aligned for me anymore. So after this time, I'm putting all my heart into this last round, which kicks off on January 7th. And then after that, I'm letting it go. And, you know, I had this, like this fear of, if things got too big, that I wouldn't be able to let them go. But I'm proving to myself that you can always pivot. You can always change your mind. No matter how successful you get in your career, you can always change your mind and move different directions. So if that fear of success is holding you back, that needs to get left in 2023, right? Because truth of the matter is, you become the person who can handle the future version of you's problems in pursuit of becoming future you. And in business, for me, I'm like, the more success that I see in my business, which I define success in terms of like fulfillment, impact, and income, like all of these components, like how much fun I'm having. But as I build my business more, that only gives me more opportunity to outsource things that aren't in my zone of genius, right? So it actually makes it easier. So why I'm saying that is because that is such a funny block, but it does hold a lot of us back, right? So if that's something, like, let's leave that behind in 2023. And if you know you need more work around that, let's make that the intentional focus that you start working on moving into 2024. The last one I wanted to touch on is you might really need to leave behind in 2023 a story in your head that you're not worthy or you're not capable. Because the fact that you even set the goal or can envision yourself accomplishing the goal that you have on your heart or the vision that you have for your life means that you do have what it takes. You would have never been gifted this vision if you weren't also gifted the resourcefulness to figure out any how along the way. You're worthy simply for existing. I don't think you're put on this planet to get to the end of your TBD amount of time here and just make it to the end like, phew, unscathed. I think you were gifted a ton of potential that you're supposed to use and talents that are unique to you and gifts that you have, that your give back to the world is for you actually sharing those gifts with the world. Right? You are worthy simply for existing, and you are capable because you were gifted that vision. I don't even know how to explain it other than that. Like, you have what it takes because you have the resourcefulness. You don't maybe have all the skills or all the resources around you, but you have the resourcefulness. It's 2024 now. It's not a lack of resources. It's a lack of resourcefulness. Everything is on Google, right? Everything is on podcasts for free. You can learn anything you need to learn. And when you're equipped with the knowledge and you take action, the world is your oyster. You can make anything happen. So I hope that this episode can light a little fire under that cute booty of yours, that like you might just need to leave some shit behind in 2023 because 2024 version of you, she's elevated. She knows that she's capable. She knows that she doesn't have to be the person yet to accomplish her big goals because the path that you're taking toward getting where you want to go, that's your qualification period, that space between where you are now and where you want to go. That's what's going to give you everything you need. So trust yourself. Give yourself a little bit more credit because you've had times in the past where you met resistance and you didn't know how you were going to get through it, yet here you are on the other side, often even better because of it, right? So I love you. As always, if this episode was helpful, will you please share it on Instagram? It's cool because it helps get the message out to grow the podcast, but also I record these episodes by myself. Right now I'm literally sitting in a pile of laundry on my bed in my room. And I just want to know who's listening in and who's starting the new year off with a bang. So tag me on Instagram at Keisha Get Mary. Know that I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.